From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, killing at least four people and wounding at least 14 others. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the facility. The European Commission has announced it will provide emergency aid to help those affected by the South Sudan crisis, both within and outside the country. The European Commissioner for Humanitarian Aid, Christos Stalianidis, spoke while visiting the Bidibidi refugee camp in neighboring Uganda.
We allocate today 78 million euros of assistance to help the region deal with the South Sudan crisis. 30 million specifically will go to Uganda in humanitarian field alone.
Uganda has one of the highest refugee populations in the world. The Bidibidi settlement was built recently to host the rapidly increasing numbers of refugees coming from South Sudan. The United Nations advisor on genocide, Adama Dieng, says South Sudan is at strong risk of violence escalating into genocide. Forces belonging to former rebel leader Riek Machar continue to fight President Salva Kiir's government forces. New reports have emerged of public killings and other atrocities committed against Mosul residents by the Islamic State, including dozens of civilians whose bodies were hung from telephone poles after they were accused of using cell phones to leak information to Iraqi forces. The UN Human Rights Office says IS fighters killed some 70 civilians in Mosul this week alone. This is VOA News. Tomorrow, France marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly terrorist attacks that killed 130 and left scores more wounded. Lisa Bryant is in Paris with more.
It's showtime again at the Bataclan. The concert hall is reopening with a sting concert and a major facelift that helps turn the page on last year's terrorist attacks here that killed 90 people. In many ways, Paris is back to normal. The anti-terror graffiti and rallies are in the past. But the emotional scars remain from last year and July's truck attack that killed children as well as adults in Nice. Parisian Stéphane Dantier has a restaurant across the street from two of the places the jihadists targeted.
After the attacks, the neighborhood mobilized to do many things. It was great, but the Nice attack reopened the wounds.
Sunday, Dantier will join Parisians in lighting paper lanterns in memory of the victims. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Seoul staged a mass rally today demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. A scandal over a multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend Choi Soon-sil has shattered Park's carefully crafted political image. EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says U.S. President-elect Donald Trump poses risk for the relationship between the European Union and the United States. Speaking to students at a conference in Luxembourg, Juncker said Trump must get up to speed on how Europe works in order to avoid wasted time when he assumes the presidency in January. Juncker reminded his audience that Trump had called NATO into question because of the border policies of some European countries. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to discuss issues ranging from trade to terrorism.
İki vatandaşları arasındaki dostluğun sembollerinden biri olan adeta bu süreci taşlandıran Belarus Minsk Camii'nin...
At a joint press conference following the meeting, President Erdogan also praised his Belarusian counterpart for his hand in the restoration of the Minsk Mosque, a project he said would be an example to the world at a time when Islamophobia is developing in Europe. Russia's security service says it has arrested 10 people who were preparing terrorist attacks in Moscow and St. Petersburg and who had contacts with the Islamic State group. The statement from the Federal Security Service was reported by Russian news agency Saturday. The security service, known by its acronym FSB, said those arrested from Central Asian countries. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.